How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone. The American Forces Network, the cable radio network, streaming live worldwide. On the internet, we're on WrestlingObserver.com, streaming through the front page. We, of course, stream through the Sports Byline USA website, as well as TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. The list goes on and on. And today is one of the biggest days of the entire year. I would suspect that WrestleMania Sunday is going to be bigger. But if you are a hardcore fan, if you're a mixed martial arts fan, if you're a fan of great pro wrestling, the days don't get much bigger than today. It is January 4th in Japan, January 3rd here in the U.S., and that means the annual Tokyo Dome show. New Japan's version of WrestleMania is taking place tonight, and for once, you can watch this show live. If you're a subscriber to New Japan, NJPWWorld.com, which is New Japan's version of the WWE Network, you can stream the show tonight. If you have DirecTV, you can watch the pay-per-view live tonight as well. If you have the Flips app, well, we'll talk about that. But that is coming up tonight, and also moments before, in fact, directly before the Tokyo Dome show begins, it is the UFC Jones versus Cormier show, the biggest fight they've had in years, likely one of the biggest buy rates UFC is going to have in the last few years, and maybe all of this year. It is a huge fight and greatly anticipated, and we are going to talk about that doubleheader here on the show today. Also taking your phone calls at 855-478-4478. We're going to kick it off right after the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, here on Wrestling Observer Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays here on Sports Byline USA. It's one of the biggest days of the year today. January 3rd, the doubleheader, Jones versus Cormier, as well as the New Japan Tokyo Dome show. We're going to be talking about all of that on the show today. Hopefully joined by Mike Sempervivi soon. And I know that in about a half hour, we're going to be joined by Adam Pearce, who just recently retired from pro wrestling. So we're going to talk to him today. Obviously, very quickly, before we go to the phones, the big weekend here. There also, I should note, besides those two big shows, if you're in the Nashville area, the Nashville Fairgrounds tonight, Ring of Honor has television tapings. The debut of the former Alberto Del Rio takes place tonight. He is going to be facing Christopher Daniels at the ROH television tapings this evening, as well as Jay Lethal versus Matt Sydal versus ACH in a three-way for the television title. Jay Briscoe versus a member of the Kingdom for the Ring of Honor title. Michael Elgin versus Hansen. Frankie Kazarian versus Cedric Alexander. And a lot more, including a top prospect tournament. So that's all taking place tonight in Nashville at the Fairgrounds. Let's see what's on everybody's mind. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
What's up, Ryan?
Got two bullet predictions concerning the Bullet Club for 2015.
All righty.
Okay, first one is Luke Hawks will be brought in to feud with the Bullet Club, and the angle will be that he'll have to go through all the Bullet Club to get the AJ Styles.
You and this Luke Hawks, you already caused problems with him once. It's an attempt to redeem yourself,
angle.
I understand.
Okay, the second angle will be the Bullet Babe, Jeff Jarrett, I think, will make her into the next Karen Angle. Say Luke Gallows will feud with Jeff Jarrett over his wife.
Luke Gallows is going to, and Luke Gallows, of course, Sex Ferguson.
Right.
He's going to be feuding with Jeff Jarrett over Karen Angle.
No, over Amber O'Neill.
Oh, Amber O'Neill. I see. Well, you know, we're going to find out tonight because it is the Tokyo Dome. I want to thank you very much for the call. Big show coming up tonight, obviously. And since everybody is asking about what's going on with the Flips app, the bottom line is I'm not entirely sure. I can tell you what people at Flips have been saying about the show here tonight. I'll tell you everything that I know right now, and if you have any information about this on top of what I know, you're welcome to send me a tweet at Brian Alvarez, and we can talk about it here on the show. But the ways that I know to watch the New Japan Tokyo Dome show are, first off, pay-per-view. If you have got DirecTV, it is going to be airing live on DirecTV tonight. That's the good news. The bad news is they are not doing a replay in the Sunday traditional pay-per-view time slot. So if you have DirecTV, you have got to record it tonight. It starts airing, I believe, at 1 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It's going to run until... Actually, it starts later than that, if I recall correctly. But regardless, check your deal. It's going to start tonight. You've got to record it tonight if you want to watch it tomorrow. Now, I know in my case, I have got Frontier Cable, and I know a lot of other cable systems are doing the same thing. The show will not be airing live tonight, because tonight, airing live, will be the UFC event, and they're going to be airing the replay of UFC instead of the Tokyo Dome. So instead, on my cable provider, if I want to watch the Tokyo Dome, I cannot watch it live. I have to record the replay, which is coming up on Sunday in the traditional pay-per-view time slot. So check your cable provider and find out when the show is going to air. If you really want to watch it live tonight, and I'm planning on doing the doubleheader of UFC and the New Japan Tokyo Dome show, your options are, if you don't have it on your traditional pay-per-view, you have got to either get the New Japan World, NJPWWorld.com, which is New Japan's version of the WWE website. It is going to be streaming live on NJPWWorld.com, and that website costs 999 yen per month, which is under $9.99 US. It's $8 and something cents if you want to get the Tokyo Dome on NJPWWorld.com. That will have the Japanese commentary, so you will not be able to hear Jim Ross and Matt Stryker if you subscribe to NJPWWorld.com to watch the show live there. There is also a Flips app, which they have been talking about, a great way to watch the show. You can watch it on the Flips app. There are some problems, however, with Flips. Somebody on our website emailed them to find out if they would be able to watch the show, and one of them was sent this response. We will be streaming Wrestle Kingdom 9 live, as well as streaming the rerun and offering a recording, which you can view anytime you want for 2 weeks after the event. The in-app purchase link will show only in our newest version, 5.7, which is already available in Google Play and iTunes. However, you may need to wait a few hours depending on the rollout schedule. Afterwards, you will see the in-app purchase for Wrestle Kingdom 9. So that's all fine and well. But then it says, just to advise you, presently live streaming, unfortunately, the second broadcast at 7 p.m. falls into the category as well. It is not supported by Chromecast, Xbox, and LG TVs. However, they will be able once we make the recording live. I believe what this is saying is that if you have Chromecast, Xbox, and LG TV, you will not be able to watch the show live on the Flips app. You will have to wait until the replay, and the replay takes place after the second showing on Sunday night. So apparently, if you have any of those devices, you are out of luck. Now, if anybody has found a workaround here using Chromecast, Xbox, and LG TVs, please let us know. Please let us know if it appears to be working with the Apple TV. I've had some reports saying it's working on Apple TV. I've had other people saying it's not working on Apple TV. So if anybody has an update, please send me that on Twitter right now. But it looks like the Flips app may not be the easiest way to watch the program here this evening. You will probably be better off trying to get it on pay-per-view, which would be the best option. Or you can try and get it on NJPWWorld.com. I've heard scattered reports today that the NJPWWorld.com website has had a couple of issues with people trying to get on there and subscribe. So you probably want to get that done as early as possible if you want to watch the show on NJPWWorld tonight. Also, apparently, we've just gotten an update here. This is from the GFW website. I want to thank Colum for sending this in here. It says, the Flips app is available worldwide with the exception of Japan. You can download the app via iTunes or Google Play, order it through your Flips app. Your iTunes or Google Play account will be charged, and then it can be viewed on your mobile phone, tablet, etc. And it does claim that Xbox One, Xbox 360, Dish Hopper, Apple TV, and Chromecast, you can see it at 11 p.m. Pacific live, that's tonight, and 4 p.m. Pacific in primetime tomorrow. That's what they claim, but somebody who actually contacted Flip said, no, it's not going to be airing live if you've got Chromecast or the Xbox, or I guess the Samsung Smart TV. So we'll try and update before the show goes off the air. But again, check your local cable provider and see if it's airing live, or your satellite provider, because it's likely going to be your best bet to see the show. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
What's up, Sammy?
A couple things. Wanted to say thank you for the number 5 slot on the top 50 with me and my ex-girlfriend, for the world who doesn't know. The whole thing was great, listening to the whole 4 hours. Second thing, if people have a Chromecast and they also have a computer, they can tabcast. So if you have a Chromecast wanting to watch it live, you can load it up any feed that you want on your Chrome tab and then cast it to your Chromecast.
So essentially you're saying go to njpwworld.com, get it there, and then Chromecast, tabcast it or whatever to your television. So basically like the Apple AirPlay.
Yes, it's similar to Apple AirPlay. It works with any Chrome tab. And I believe it also works on Apple computers if you have a Chromecast and Apple computer.
Okay, Sammy, stand by. We're going to head to a break. We'll pick you up when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network. Big shout-out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, streaming live worldwide at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com, as well as TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. And of course, for more, for the latest news, for the latest radio shows, 2 shows a day, for tons of audio, head to WrestlingObserver.com. As noted, every day I do 2 radio shows up there on the website. So if you like Wrestling Observer Live, you only get to hear it twice per week, you are missing out. Every single day you can have shows to listen to on the way to and from work, while you work out at the gym, wherever you listen to your audio, you will never run out of audio. Because even if you can listen to both shows that we do every day, we have our entire archive of over 6,000 radio shows available in the archives right now. We're 6 months away from our 10-year anniversary, and every single show that we have done over the past 10 years is archived for subscribers. You will never run out of audio as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. It's only $10.99 a month, and in addition to that, you get full access to the Figure 4 Weekly Newsletter, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, archives of both issues. We have exclusive stories. We have an exclusive message board. It is the best place in the world to sign up if you are a wrestling fan. So head up there to WrestlingObserver.com and check it out. By the way, on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com right now, if you check out our free stream, it is a replay all weekend long of the 2015 prediction show that we did yesterday. We gave away a $50 prize to the person who had the best prediction at the beginning of 2014 for what happened in 2014. So you can hear that show right now on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com or anytime this weekend. So head over there and check that out. Sammy is on the line here. And Sammy, I've also been told that if you get the New Japan Tokyo Dome show tonight on Dish Network, it's only in standard definition.
That's good to know for anyone who that is important to, which is more and more of us every day.
That's right.
To talk about tonight, which I think most of us are looking forward to, I wanted to ask your professional opinion. If you take away the two main events, what fights people should still look forward to?
Fights? Are you talking about for the New Japan show, or are you talking about
for the UFC show.
UFC tonight, all I care about is the main event. That show tonight is going to be great. I would say that as far as the undercard, Hector Lombard and Josh Berkman, a lot of people are excited about that fight. This is the return of Josh Berkman to the UFC. Hector Lombard is a beast. That and the Donald Cerrone Miles Jury fight, just because I think Cerrone and Jury should be really interesting and it should be very exciting. The undercard really doesn't matter as much to me. I just want to see that main event. But if you're buying it for the entire show, the Lombard fight and the Cerrone fight are probably going to be pretty exciting as well. And that is tonight, everybody.
How do you expect the main event to go in terms of fight style?
That is a very good question. I want to thank you very much for the call. All I'm hoping in the main event is that it is not a boring five-round fight. That's all I care about. It cannot be boring. And from watching the build-up to the fight, these guys have gotten fights at media events. They've been jaw-jacking all week. This is not a fight where it's two guys talking about how they hate each other and they're going to talk about how they love each other afterwards. I mean, I suppose that could happen, but I very much doubt it. These guys really hate each other. And the only thing that concerns me a little bit is when you listen to the two guys do interviews, you can hear that they are both nervous in a sense. This is a big fight for them, and they know that their opponent is dangerous. Now, if they go in there and they are even a little bit overly cautious, this could be a five-round boring fight. I do not want that. I want to see a fight tonight. I don't care if it ends in the first round. I don't care if it ends in the third round. I don't care if it ends in the fifth round, but it's an exciting five-round war. This just has to be a great fight. There's more eyes on this show than any UFC event in a long time. And you want to get people here at the beginning of 2015 into UFC and the big pay-per-views again. And to do that, you've really got to deliver with this fight. And we can't predict how it's going to go. There's no booker to tell them to do this or that. They just have to go in there and really want to get in a fight and really deliver. And as long as they do that, I think everything will be fine. It doesn't even really matter who wins. I would love to see Cormier win. He is still my pick. Going out on a limb here because he is very much an underdog, but I'm picking Cormier, and we shall see. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Dave from Wisconsin.
What's up, Dave?
Is it open lines?
Sure is.
I talk about the Tokyo Dome more. Okay, good. Because as much as I am a fan of the Tokyo Dome and tonight's UFC pay-per-view, because I've actually been, I don't know if you'd call it training, but I've been adjusting my sleep schedule towards it. I just actually woke up about half hour ago to listen to this. I have to talk about one stupid WWE storyline that you've been harping about for probably about a month or so, and that's the Miz and Naomi storyline. What I don't really understand, I think the stupidest thing about this is that the Miz is giving Naomi his business card to get into to bring into Hollywood, but Jimmy is the cousin of The Rock.
That's right.
Probably stupid, and that's all the storyline had to deal with is, oh, hey, I'm the Miz. Here's my business card, and then Jimmy also has to say, you do realize that I am the cousin of The Rock.
All right, I'm gonna explain this one to you.
Brought up anywhere. So please.
Okay, it has not been brought up, but I'm going to explain this to you. This is my theory. My theory is that The Rock is one of the biggest movie stars of this generation. He makes millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he has all of these blockbusters. And quite frankly, his agent would never even talk to Naomi. His agent is busy dealing with too many other big-time A-list stars, whereas The Miz is a complete geek. And so whoever is the Miz's agent probably has a lot of time for people that have no experience in Hollywood. That is my belief.
Well, my belief is that The Rock has all the time in the world for his family if you check his Instagram.
Well, you know, The Rock also probably, I would bet, could pull some strings if he really wanted to. Maybe The Rock feels Naomi has no talent.
All right. I guess maybe that's true also. I got DC over Cormier, but I believe Jones is probably going to win. That's what I want.
Wait a second. You have DC over Jones?
Yeah. Jeez, wow, that sounded stupid. DC over Jones, wow.
DC over Cormier means he's tripping on the way to the ring and doesn't make it into the cage, which, God forbid, that happens.
Stranger things have happened.
And they have.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, Kevin Randleman slipped on a pipe on the way to the ring and didn't make it.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Have fun tonight. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Pete. Pedro calling from the Sports Byline headquarters. What's
hey.
Up, Big Brian?
Hey, Pedro, what's going on? Pedro Fernandez here, everybody. Ring talk.
Man, I got to tell you, tonight's fight, the main event, you're right. There's no fight this entire year that can bring the excitement level, I think, that the Cormier and John Jones main event will bring to UFC 182 tonight. I think it's just going to go through the roof, 183. I think it's going to go through the roof. And I'm telling you right now, I wanted to call because people are probably going to take slight at this. But John Jones's title reign comes to an end tonight. Daniel Cormier, unless he gets uppercutted, unless John Jones can throw uppercuts or a kick from the outside, he doesn't stand a chance. He's going to get taken down to the ground. He's going to get a beat on the ground. Cormier, the new light heavyweight champion of the UFC. I said it. Remember when I said that Anderson Silva would lose to Chris Weidman, people laughed. They also laughed when I said that Chris Weidman would beat up on Mark Munoz. He annihilated both guys. I think the same thing happens right here. Timing is right.
Well, I agree. I think that Cormier is going to win the fight tonight. He is the underdog here. Let me ask you one question, Pedro. Do you think that this year we are going to see Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao?
Who cares?
Well, I'm asking because...
I shouldn't answer a question with a question. I'm sorry, Brian. But maybe. You know, Floyd Mayweather is a turd. He's a turd of the year as far as the boxing world is concerned. Maybe the athletic world, because he's just the most impossible guy to deal with. And the fact that he's humiliating and calling Manny Pacquiao names and things like that, it's just, I don't just think, I don't think it's cool. He's not Muhammad Ali. He's not Ray Leonard. And God forbid if he were to grow up in the 1980s, Roberto Duran would have knocked him in the dirt. Thomas Hearns would have annihilated him, and Ray Leonard would have beat him to death.
Well, I was asking because if that fight takes place, it will probably be the biggest pay-per-view of the year. But if it doesn't take place, I think Jones-Cormier tonight is going to be the biggest pay-per-view of 2015.
So you're saying this will be the biggest pay-per-view then in UFC history?
Well, no. I don't think it's going to hit 1.6 million like UFC 100 did. But as far as like this year... I guess just due to, I think that people are going to get hurt. I think that fights are going to fall apart. Maybe we'll have another one this big, but I think that this is going to be the big one of 2015 tonight.
What about Velasquez and when he comes back, he has to meet Fabricio?
I don't think that's as big as this one. I really don't think that this is as big to the. I have so many friends that are so interested in this fight because of the press conference brawl that happened and all of the things these guys are saying against each other. I just think that interest-wise, as far as people buying the pay-per-view, I think more people are going to buy this show than the return of Cain Velasquez.
Well, you're the expert on the subject, man, so I'm going to go with you on that one. So if you think this is the biggest pay-per-view, all I'm saying is if you want to watch a fight, this is the fight to watch. Forget all this other crap. You want to watch a real fight, Jones-Cormier tonight, the main event, this is where it's at.
Well, Pedro, I want to thank you. We got to head to
a... about 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got to head to a break, but I want to thank you so much for calling in. Pedro Fernandez, everybody, Ring Talk here on Sports Byline. Back in a moment. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and more. And we are very happy today to be joined by Adam Pearce here on the show. Just announced his retirement from wrestling. Adam, what's going on?
Oh, God, I hate that word, retirement. You, of all people, Brian, you know, the wrestlers don't retire. They simply stop getting booked.
Yeah, you're not going to stop getting booked. You would have had to have retired.
Well, I mean, you can make a conscious decision to stop getting booked, I suppose.
So you've gone from being the scrap daddy to just daddy. Is that what's going on in the life these days?
Well, I've been daddy for a while now, but, you know, and I will be for probably the rest of my life. I think that's how that works. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you get to a point where it's time to do other things, and it's time to do other things.
What are some of these other things?
Well, you know, there's video games to be made and people to be trained and, you know, time to coach a little bit more baseball and maybe gymnastics and vacuum my house more often. I don't know.
Man, you know what's the saddest thing about your retirement is that this means that I will never be able to wrestle you for WrestleSport in Oregon. We were on a show together, and I remember watching your match going, I'd have a match with Adam Pearce any day.
Yeah, it's you know, I try to be, and maybe you can speak to this. I try to be a night off every night for whoever I'm working with. And I think there's some value to that.
I think it is a lost art, the ability to be a night off for your opponent. But at the same time, the fans have a great time watching your match. That is the secret to wrestling, in my opinion. You can go out there and kill yourself and nobody cares. You can go out there and kill yourself and people are into the match. Or you can go out there and have a nice, safe, fun wrestling match and everybody cares. That is the best. Obviously, the worst would be to have a night off and nobody cares. That's you don't want that. But to have a night off and everybody has a great time, that is how to be a pro wrestler.
That is true. And you know what? As I said a couple of minutes ago, without using the word retirement, you know, simply making the decision not to get myself booked, if there were the opportunity, let's say WrestleSport called tomorrow and wanted to put myself and yourself in a ring together, I would strongly consider that.
Look at us lobbying for a match right here on the air. Ridiculous. And I don't even want to wrestle, but I'm still lobbying for this potential match.
Me either, but I'm there.
Now, let's explain to everybody. Let's talk a little bit about someone who decides they don't want to be a wrestler anymore.
Right.
A lot of fans, a lot of listeners, a lot of people who have never been in the ring before think, oh my God, this would be so awesome to be a wrestler. And don't get me wrong, everybody. It is a lot of fun to be a pro wrestler. However, the day comes where you just decide, I've done this enough. I don't want to do it anymore. To some people, that can be surprising if you're still young and you're not injured.
Right.
What is it that makes you decide, you know what, I've had my fun, let's do something else now?
Well, for me, you know, it kind of started a little bit when my son was born. This is going back now almost 7 years, but more when my daughter was born in 2011. So that's obviously a huge event in someone's life, and then coupled with that, in the same year, I hurt my neck pretty bad. So for God now, what are we, 2015? Happy New Year, by the way. You know, for every year since my daughter was born, at the end of the year, I've kind of taken a step back to evaluate what the year that just went by was financially and physically, how I'm feeling, and then what was going on at home. And then taking a look forward to the prospects of what the next year was going to bring. You know, what did I have already on the books? What possibly was going to happen? Again, physically, how was I doing? And then taking a look at how my family life was evolving. So it wasn't like this was a decision for me that just came out of the blue. I've been going through the same kind of machinations in terms of determining what my future is going to be for a while now. And it just turned out that this year, with the things that I've got going on outside of performing and still within the industry, coupled with what's going on at home, and again, physically being relatively speaking in one piece, that this is the perfect time to move on and do other things in the industry and outside the industry without compromising, number one, my health, and two, my family life. So that, I think that's called being a responsible adult.
You know what's funny is I think it was last week we had Mikey Whipwreck here on the show. And
awesome.
Mikey Whipwreck is talking about his annual, the Christmas party that he has at his job. And Mikey still wrestles here and there, but he's got a real job. And we were talking about this very topic, that there was a time, maybe 15 years ago, 10, 15, 20 years ago, where if you were a wrestler, it was a four-letter word to have like a real job. That somehow,
right.
I don't know if it meant you were a failure in life, that you had to have a real job in addition to your wrestling. But we've now come to this period. I don't know if it's because of the state of the economy. I don't know if it's because we're no longer in the 80s where all of these TV stars had to portray themselves as rich and then they went into debt. But now it's very acceptable to have a real job, to be like a responsible person. You wrestle and you have a real job and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and the other side of that coin is if pro wrestling is your real job, as it has been for me for almost a decade exclusively now, that's a gift, but that's also a huge curse. And I don't think people really recognize, particularly on the independent circuit, how much of a 24/7 hustle that is just to make sure that you're putting the right amount of food on the table every week, particularly if you've got a family and other people to be responsible for outside of just yourself. So, yeah, it's fun from the outside looking in to think, man, this would be a great thing. But I can tell you from experience that it is both a gift and, as I said, one hell of a mother-humping curse at times.
Now, you have been making some appearances down in Florida for WWE Developmental. You've been there at least twice that I'm aware of as a guest trainer. Tell us a little bit about how that got set up and what has your experience been like working as a trainer for hopefully the future of this entire industry.
Yeah, pretty crazy to think about that. Well, I want to say now, looking back, probably the middle of 2012, I actually went to what I thought for me anyway was going to be one of these talent tryout camps that you hear WWE putting on in various locales. Usually now it's done down at the Performance Center in Orlando. And within 2 hours on the first day of the camp, it became very apparent to me that I was not being evaluated as a potential talent, but for other things. And had never really thought about, when I was asked the question, you ever think about teaching this stuff? The honest answer off the top of my head was no. It never really crossed my mind. I was never one of these guys that was going to want to open a training camp or deal with any of the financial repercussions therein of doing that, particularly where I live in San Diego. There's not a huge market for independent wrestling to begin with, so it didn't make a whole lot of sense to do what, say, Lance does up in Canada, which is extremely lucrative in his job. I could never pull it off here. But when it was kind of presented, the opportunity maybe to kind of take a dipping the toe in the water, if you will, of training, I jumped at the chance, and here we are now. God, I've been doing it every 3 or 4 months for the last 15 months or so. So I think I've been down 5 times now. And each time I seem to get a little bit more lumped onto my plate and love it. I never, as I said, never picture myself training people. But now that I've been actually doing it and at that level, I don't know that I've ever had a more gratifying job in professional wrestling or sports entertainment or whatever you want to call it. And, I look forward to letting this relationship develop a little bit with WWE. I can say unequivocally they have treated me with more respect than I would have ever expected, like gold, actually. And it's been a blessing, a huge blessing.
It is pretty cool that there was a time where the WWE mindset was, if you didn't have a big-time run in WWF, if you had only worked in other companies, you didn't know how to work. And
right.
Clearly that has changed based on the guys that they have brought in from the independent scene who are all in NXT now and some of whom are on the main roster, including your Daniel Bryans, your CM Punks, your Sami Zayn's in NXT, Kevin Owens, etc. So it's good to see that they are valuing you for your ability to wrestle and teach others how to wrestle, even though you never had a big-time run in WWE.
Yeah, and I thought going in when it was first presented, that was probably one of the first questions out of my mouth, was how do I gain the respect of people in the industry, those that don't know me or those that haven't worked with me or for me, and fighting against that stigma that you just talked about. And I can tell you that it has never once come up. Never once come up, never once been a question, never once been something that I thought I had to prove myself more above and beyond what I was already doing. I think the mindset, particularly at the Performance Center and with NXT, is letting the talent rise. And there is a plethora of wrestling talent in there from top to bottom. And if there's one thing that I wish more people could see, it's that you get a glimpse of it when you watch the NXT programs or the live specials on the WWE Network. But there are, if there's 20 guys, let's say, on the show, there's another 60 incredible talents, men and women, who are fighting for the opportunity just to get that 2 or 3 or 4 minute segment on the show. And it speaks to the amount of talent that's out there. It's incredible to see, particularly the first time I was down there. It was absolutely blown away, first with the building, but then secondly with the talent. That's why I think it's such a huge honor to be able to work with these people. They're incredible.
Are there any names that we have not seen on NXT television yet that maybe they're on their way up very soon, maybe they're just starting, but you look at this person's abilities and just think, this guy is going to be a star?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not going to drop names because I don't think it's responsible for me to do that, but absolutely. And not just men, but there are some incredible women performers, too, that came from nowhere, so to speak, in terms of the wrestling industry or the wrestling community. It is amazing, the level of talent, and not just that, but how fast they acclimate themselves to what the WWE product is supposed to be. Like I said, it's an honor to be there. And yeah, absolutely. There are people that I think are going to turn heads for sure.
Were you there for the last NXT Our Evolution show? Was that the last week that you were there?
Yep, I was, absolutely.
Did you get the impression from being back there before the show? I don't know if there was a speech to the locker room, or I don't know if there was anything of this nature. Or maybe it was just a feeling you got from talking to the guys. Did you get the feeling that there was an attempt to really, I don't want to say show up the WWE, the main roster, but like a desire to go out there and show the world that, listen, we're really good. It doesn't matter if we're developmental. We're going to go out there and we're going to compete, so to speak, with WWE.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think there was any of that we'll show you type attitude. In fact, there was none of that. What I think there is a lot of pride in the brand. And there was a lot of discussion about that, particularly after the event, that NXT has kind of morphed from this developmental entity into a full-fledged brand that is getting a substantial following and is growing leaps and bounds. And people are starting to identify with the characters exclusively seen on NXT. And I think we're seeing a transition, when you look at it, from the mindset of this is where we're going to cut our teeth and learn how to do things to we're going to do all that, but at the same time, we're going to be marketable on our own and be an entity that can stand on its own, and I think it's doing that. I don't know that there was any one meeting that happened before the show, but like anyone that's a performer, and you can speak to this as well as I can, when you take pride in what you're doing and you pride yourself on going out there and working hard and giving the fans what they deserve and going about earning your keep, I mean, good things happen, and there was a special energy in the air that night for sure.
NXT, the way it's set up and as a brand, I mean, it's very hard to pay the guys the kind of money they would make on the main roster. And we got to head to a break here, but it sure would be cool if WWE, like the network, made enough money, the company made enough money, that you could pay the guys in NXT like you pay them on the main roster, and they really could be a separate brand. But we can talk a little bit about this after the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live, everybody, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Adam Pearce. And Adam, before we wrap it up here today, I know you've got various projects which are available for listeners of this show. So we got about a minute here. The floor is yours for some plugs.
Oh, geez. You put me on the spot. I really don't have any projects going on right now. But if you want to contribute to one that I did a couple of years ago that seems to be doing well, 7levelsofhate.com, the story of the seemingly unending feud between myself and Colt Cabana, which actually just culminated a couple of weeks ago in my last independent performance. Other than that, man, the same old, same old. Find me on Twitter at ScrapDaddyAP or on Facebook. You never know where you're going to see me pop up.
You never know. I predict right now that within 1 week of doing this program, you're going to announce some sort of crazy booking that you're going to be doing.
Oh, boy. Maybe it'll be in Oregon versus someone hosting the show. We don't know.
I will try all I can to avoid that, but we'll see what happens. Well, Adam, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. I do really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again very soon, obviously, and best of luck with everything in WWE, and hope things go well in the new year.
Oh, I expect they will. Happy New Year and happy holidays to you, and thanks for the good vibes over the years. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much, and of course, we're going to wrap it up, everybody, but tomorrow we are going to be back with a brand new show, and what a show it's going to be, live on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. We will be talking the UFC show tonight, Jones versus Cormier, as well as the New Japan Tokyo Dome show. We will be joined as well by Mike Sempervivi tomorrow. He will return to the program tomorrow, and obviously, he's going to have a long night watching New Japan and UFC as well. So have fun tonight, everybody, the big night of the year. And make sure you sign up to WrestlingObserver.com because Dave and I are going to be up at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific tonight, immediately after the Dome, with a brand new radio show only for subscribers. We're out of our minds, so check it out, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.